This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Every day, a part of every sub you buy at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. And now, for a limited time, they're introducing the Daily Sub Special. Every day, get a medium sub of the day for just $5.55. They kick it off with Meatball Monday and finish it off with Italian Sunday, with something delicious every day in between for just $5.55. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tap the banner now to learn more.
You are listening to Tone Deaf Radio. Turn me up!
Leaned up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. I done came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come
say
up
that
missing.
Again. I couldn't hear you over the sound of me sh- myself.
I done came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds serves you. On the street, on the beach, y'all ain't able to do our shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. To see they'll do more to change you, to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head, chicks call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words, war like jihad. I write dope, flow crack, my notepad, need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Run so chronic, my songs see you the munchies.
And once again, it is Tuesday evening, so that means if you're a pervert, it's Titty Tuesday and you've been jacking off to your timeline all day. Oh, look.
What?
Here's another episode of Definitely Fresh Stuff. We have been missing in action for about 2 weeks.
No, we really haven't been missing. We just haven't been live. See, last week, because I know you didn't listen, because that was the reason why we did the other show, we actually did the recap of our second year on air. Now, I didn't know that when we did that episode, you spent the whole night ranting about how those guys was upset because you didn't tell them about the return show.
I did.
You did. Literally, Mimi had to call in and told you to stop being a bitch.
Speaking
which
of that
also.
Hoe.
Speaking of that hoe, matter of fact, where is that hoe at? I know she ain't on. Well, no, she could be.
Somewhere drowning. Her sorrows.
Well, she probably will be in with us later on tonight. Cause
oh, and I am currently at work, so for all my bacon lovers out there, we currently have bacon on sale $2 for $5. Now, it's not all bacon, it's a certain brand which I don't know of, but it's $2 for $5.
Shout out to you niggas who love bacon.
Alright, shout out to the bacon lovers. Man, so it's about to go down this Friday. It's about to go down. So will you be in attendance? Or will you
see,
not be?
See, and that's the plan. I do plan on being in attendance. Like, only because you niggas are, like, journeying off to a land that has not been ventured by FME before, and I won't be able to join you guys. So, just in case y'all don't get eaten by no bears and no shit like that, I can at least say I seen y'all before y'all died.
Why do you think we're going to get eaten by bears?
I don't know, bro. Just seems like that'll be the one way nobody expects FME to end.
But for those who don't know what's going down this Friday, it is the return of the most famous party in Milwaukee fucking history. The Gemini Takeover is back for its fourth installment, GTO4, this Friday at the new club mix, which is now Volar or Social Live, whatever you want to call it. I believe it's all ladies are $5 cover until 11. So if you spent all your money on your outfit and weave, please get there before 11.
Actually, people, for those of y'all who have not been in the way the new mix has been laid out, it's actually quite nice. I like how they did it. You know, it definitely is geared towards to keep you coons off the couches, because GTO 2, you niggers were everywhere.
We were everywhere. We had fun, though, man. We definitely had fun. Shout out to my big sister, Mimi. She'll be turning 30 this weekend. So We definitely going to party like there's no tomorrow. Then we're going to go turn up in the Dells for a weekend. Hopefully, we make it back in one piece. I think after spending a weekend with them motherfuckers, I will no longer be hanging out with y'all for like at least a month.
Stop lying, because literally two weeks later, your birthday? Yeah.
Well, we'll be in attendance for Lily's party. Ain't Lily going to take a cheese?
Yeah. Shout out to my child.
So are y'all doing that on Saturday or the actual Sunday?
No, we're doing it on Saturday. Because first of all, Teresa wants to actually do something just for Lily on her birthday, because basically her and her cousin is sharing the day. Okay? So, I hate you niggas on Twitter, first of all. They're doing something on Sunday. Then, which we're going to get into a little bit later, when Monte joins us on the conference, on the call, on the show, whatever you want to call this shit right now. But Money in the Bank.
Oh, Monte's going to call in?
Yeah, I hit him up on Twitter, and he said okay. So we'll see. We'll talk about wrestling.
Don't mute him, man, because you know how he throws a bitch fit about being muted.
I think it's just sissities.
Yeah. But definitely fresh news for all my video gamers. There were some big announcements made at E3. I don't know the exact date, but if you do have a gaming console, you can catch the replay on your gaming console. If you have the, I forgot what the fuck app you need to download to be able to watch E3. It's just on your dashboard.
Right, it's true. Depending on your console. What system you want to know about is there, but just go to YouTube and just type in E3 2014. It's going to go ahead and, number one, give you every single press conference when you missed it. It'll even cut it up for you, so if there's only like certain games you care about, you can see it. So like for the Madden lovers, from what I heard, they definitely fucked up Madden this year, from what I'm hearing.
Shout out to Richard Sherman though. Richard Sherman, Kevin Schaaf, Kevin Durant. We don't know who's the cover athlete for WWE for 15 this year. Not yet. My money's on Cesaro.
Nah, man, my money's on Brock.
Or the Wyatt.
Maybe
they'll put the shield on there. Brock?
I'm going with Brock, dog.
You know what? I can see Brock saying that they got big plans for Brock when he comes back.
Right.
So I can see Brock just because he'll probably be WWE champion going into the release of WWE 2K15.
Right, and as soon as Monte joins us on air, we can discuss this WWE, because I really want Bro to put his two cents in regards to what they plan on doing with wrestling. And speaking of the devil, we would like to go ahead and join you with our timeline correspondent and wrestling analysis, Mr. Irate. Are you still irate, Bro?
I can be. I was actually online for a minute. I just didn't.
I know. I was looking at you the whole time. That's why I kept saying it, for you to hit the one. But, so we talking about.
He showed us some glorious titties this morning, or this afternoon.
What? I missed that? Damn, I hate my job. Yeah. But,
You missed it.
We're going to see some titties soon. Don't worry about it, bro. We ain't worried about it. Let's talk wrestling, B.
GTO this Friday at Mix.
We already plugged it, but okay.
We covered that. I plugged it.
While I was tweeting, that's when I plugged it. That's when he plugged it. But definitely we're going to be in the building for that.
Second of all, the cover superstar is going to be Daniel Bryan. If not, then yeah, I'm rolling with Brock Lesnar. Nobody's had a bigger year than either of the two.
Right. Only reason why I keep forgetting about Daniel Bryan because he was a back cover. Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't see why this year he should be front cover. And maybe the back cover could be Brock or vice versa. Maybe Daniel get the back cover again.
I definitely think
they should do another one of those contests. I voted for the Shield cover. I was dope. The Daniel Bryan cover was dope, but I definitely voted for the Shield.
I don't know, dog. Mm-hmm. Being the fact that the current storyline is the Authority is fucking him over, I could see Daniel Bryan getting the back cover again because he will be once again the people's pick. But I don't know who they're gonna put on the front though. That's why I'm leaning towards Brock because he did break the streak.
But I will say, since they refranchised the game, John Cena has not graced the cover of this fucking game yet, and he's been on the like the last six fucking covers.
That's probably
like
why he's not on it.
Before they refranchised the game.
Well, take
now, they could definitely take the old school approach with it and put multiple people on there because, to be honest, a lot of people did have a good year this year. Like, before the shit that happened last week, the Shield was on fire. And the Wyatts, fucking amazing. Cesaro handling his business. John Cena, you know, it wasn't really his year this year. But, you know, this is the first full 2K game, I believe.
Yeah.
We're not sure if Yuke's had a hand in this yet. We won't know yet. We don't really know shit. The only thing we know is that John Cena, Bray Wyatt, Cesaro, and Hogan are in the game.
Right.
And even with the – now, that I know that was a render picture, but they've done that before where they put, like, an old render of somebody on, they posted that, but it was, like, the newer version of the person. They've done it before, and they also done it in vice versa where they put, like, a new render up. Like, they had a new render for Shawn Michaels, but they used the old one. And, like, you know, sometimes they do it to throw us off. But what reason would that old Hogan have, you know, where do he come in at in the game? Unless they're going to do what I believe I saw was that was going to keep the 30 years of WrestleMania theme going.
Right, because like, from what I've been reading on the rumors, man, it was like, they're supposed to be adding my career, but then they're supposed to be revamping 30 years of WrestleMania. So
right.
If we revamp 30 years of WrestleMania, I'm guessing we're going to get new characters because you know you're going to use different WrestleMania moments now.
You got then to.
You've used the basic moments of what made WrestleMania, you have to use different moments now.
Right.
So I can see brand new characters. Like, I can definitely see us getting Owen Hart. I see new characters this year.
Like,
as far as, like, the legends go.
That's true. But, I don't know. How do y'all feel about, well, technically in TNA, there are no old school wrestlers left with the exception of Kurt Angle. So, with Sting being the free agent, I mean.
Oh, yeah. And that's a heavy rumor, too, that he is going to be the pre-order bonus. I don't know if anybody's read that yet.
Yeah. Well, looking at some of the box art that people have made for 2K15, some of them are really slick. Someone did a three-cover person, and they have Daniel Bryan in the middle, Cena, and Roman Reigns on there. Someone has the Shield doing the fists together as theirs. Someone has Brock on the cover of it. Like, these people really be wilding out with these covers. There's one with the Shield, Triple H, and Randy.
And then, you know, we always got a dark horse. You know, the dark horse being Batista. Now,
right.
I understand he's not the popular choice, but... Like, this was the year of his return. He'd been gone for 4 years. He came back. He won the Royal Rumble. I'm not going to say he dominated, because when you go back and watch the Royal Rumble, he didn't really do too much of shit. He got rid of maybe, like, two people, maybe three.
I can see Batista, because I think the year when they put The Rock on this past year, we all wanted something different. I think this is when we actually wanted Daniel Bryan on the cover. And they threw us for a loop, and we got Rock because of his big comeback and winning the title, and then, you know, they did WrestleMania and shit.
I don't know, man.
I just need Batista being a loop, like, you know, throw us for a loop, and Batista being on the cover.
Right. And this was the year that Hulk Hogan actually returned to the WWE. It could
True.
Be Hogan.
And I think that's part of the reason why Hogan was one of the big four that they used to introduce the game out. Because he came back, You got your folks who still love Hogan, even though dude is literally hasn't truly wrestled in almost, what, 5 years now, minimum?
And I know they did, okay, for what, 2K12 was the Attitude Era.
Right.
Last year was the 30 years of WrestleMania. This year, they actually got all the right people and all the right tools. If they wanted to do like a Nitro thing, they could get away with it this year because everybody is – if you're not under a WWE contract, you're a free agent. TNA doesn't have anybody unless Jeff Jarrett does fine signing people quietly.
There are
no former WWE superstars left. The only person left in TNA to really keep a game from getting to where they need to be is Jeff Hardy and Bully Ray. Everybody else is gone.
And I think those two will still sign off on a contract just for the game purposes, because I got a feeling that now with us having 2K fully in control, we are going to see a true TLC match on the game. I think they're going to start bringing back some of those game modes they took away from us, like the triple threat tag team table match, like the TLC, like the ladder match. Hell, we might get a legitimate 8-man Money in the Bank.
Now, I'm all for that, but you know, that's probably going to be a Xbox One and PS4 exclusive.
But that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. Now that you got these better systems with these more powerful engines, this is the shit we want. And I can see them doing it. Now, I can understand before how they had to delete shit to put new shit. You ain't got to do that no more.
But see, and as much as we as the fans will crave all that new shit, but like with any new thing you add, it's going to glitch. And it's going to be terrible.
I'm okay.
I think that, like, even with the new systems and the new engines, like, the more stuff they try to put in the game and feed the fans, is, like, something's not going to work. And
no.
Something's going to look terrible. And, like, it could have been done better. Like, they're never going to satisfy us.
I don't know. I don't see
that. Even with the new systems.
I think the new systems make a big difference because these new systems are way more powerful. Let's take 2K14 for an example. NBA 2K14. We all bought it on the PS3 and the Xbox 360s. But we happened to sit down one day and we watched it on the one. It was a completely different game. Completely different vibe. Looked different. Played different. Had a bunch of shit we didn't even know you could think about doing. So that's why I'm saying with the PS4 and the Xbox One, they can give us this better stuff. They have a better engine to do it on now. I think that what they will do is there will be shit that'll be exclusive only on the One and the PS4 because they can do that. I wouldn't be surprised that 2K15 don't look like 2K14 on the 360 and the PS3. And of course, all of our broke friends will cry and complain, the game sucks, it's the same game, and we're gonna be like, no, it ain't.
And
I'm getting up the PS4.
With y'all bringing that up, that brings me to Grand Theft Auto. I'm going to shift gears just a little bit. For the first time that I can recall, our online characters from a one generation game actually transferred to a new generation game.
Not just a new generation game, but a completely different system, bro. Like, you started playing on the 360. I was playing on the PS3. We can bring both of our characters over to the PS4 and literally put our clans together.
And I'm not sure how they're going to do that or how they're going to let us to do that. It don't sound like it's going to be easy. But, I mean, because everybody knows, like, I've been down with Xbox since the 360 first dropped. The first Xbox, I didn't really care for it. I was PS2 all the way.
I wasn't fucking with the first one.
I didn't fuck with the first one.
Every time you turn it on.
It did. I only bought one from GameStop like 3 years into the 360 just so I can go back and play the WrestleMania game. Then once I beat it, got bored with it, took all that shit back.
Every regular game they put out on the regular Xbox is fucking terrible. They're atrocious.
And I had the regular Xbox because my brother wanted it. And, like, the controllers was fucking huge for no fucking reason.
Swear they were.
Like, the game system itself was just huge for no fucking reason and just terrible looking. But, you know what I'm saying? With the 360, they flipped shit up. They don't like that. This is like the fourth 360 that they released. And that's like history making. Because I can't recall the last time a game system did that. Switch
yep.
out look four times.
Speaking
so,
of look.
I'm saying that.
Speaking
like,
of
with
look.
The 360,
go ahead.
With the 360, I was very loyal to them. I stuck with them through all these years. The 360 has been rolling for some years, man. We was due for a new game, but here's my thing. Now, they know it's over. Like, let's be honest. They know PS4 was going to shut shit down, so they decided to make Netflix free on the Xbox and all, after all these years of me paying for Xbox Live subscriptions and all of that bullshit. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm like, I was paying for something that, you know, because all my friends, they, you know, I got about 50 friends on Xbox Live. You know, we was all getting it in, getting our Grand Theft Auto on, Call of Duty, all of that. Like, now, like, they're going to watch somebody play the PS4 for about 30 minutes, and, like, I was sold then. But after hearing everything about the PlayStation TV and all of that.
Man. PlayStation literally is taking their title back. Because when the PS2 came out, dog, wasn't nobody fucking with them. Nintendo basically had to change their whole game just to be even considered. And they was like, you know what? We ain't competing no more. We just going to cater to the kids. Okay.
And that's how they stayed in business.
Like, Nintendo, honestly, as a kid, everybody wanted a Nintendo. Everybody.
I had it, dude. But Sony came in and changed the game.
I still got my Nintendo. But here's my thing. Nintendo is like, when you compare PlayStation and Xbox to Nintendo, Nintendo is like ECW compared to WCW and WWE. It was just, like, didn't nobody fucking care, you know? Like, I mean, okay, give or take, the Wii, it was different. Man, but Xbox came with the Kinect. PlayStation did their thing, whatever the fuck that's called. They were still selling the Wii. Like, the Wii U tried to come back with the Wii U. No.
And Juan has that in his house, too. When I seen Jasmine playing with that thing, dog, and it took so long for her just to play it the first time, I was like, dog, I can't fuck with
it. Did they cancel the Dolphin?
They canceled the what?
The Nintendo Dolphin. That was supposed to be one of the new game systems.
They must have. But PlayStation ain't playing, dog. They got the PS TV. So for those of y'all who don't know what that is, basically PlayStation has came up with this concept of instead of you having to be backwards compatible with your system, you literally now can subscribe to PlayStation Plus. PlayStation Now will allow you to play any old PlayStation 1, 2, or 3 games on your system. PlayStation TV literally will give you a little slim Roku box like thing, allow you to hook it up to any TV in your house and have full access to everything you have in your PlayStation Plus library. So, in so many words, people, all them games you have been purchasing, downloading, and saving on your PS3 will come over. And that's all I needed to know. Because I already told Teresa we getting one.
like with me being an Xbox person, I don't have anything in my PlayStation library yet because I haven't purchased mine yet. The white one drops in September.
I was going to say September 9th.
That's why I went to go get it. I want to be different. I want the white one.
Damn,
everybody
you
else
doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah,
I said I was going to do it because I plan on getting a PS4 now. Plus, I was going to buy that Destiny game anyway. So, even Teresa said, it was like, might as well just get both of them together. I was like, might as well. But PlayStation got some cold games coming out this fall, dude. Like, seriously. The Order, 1886, for those of y'all who are into, like, monster hunting games and shit like that, that game looked pretty dope. Another Metal Gear Solid's coming out. The Division, they finally gave you playable gameplay. For those of y'all who like Watch Dogs or anything like this, take the fact that Tom Clancy did The Division, take all that shit from Rainbow Six and put it in an open world and you got a hell of a game. Dead Island is coming back. Matter of fact, Rainbow Six is coming back. And still, which most people ain't said too much about, PlayStation is trying to create a virtual reality headset.
Yeah, and that's going to be fucking insane.
Fair,
but,
like,
I like to switch gears a lot. I'm going to get off subject again. Now, while I don't like reading wrestling spoilers, but I have to say this. After this Friday on SmackDown, I do have a pick for the Money in the Bank. And I'm going to wait to reveal it. I don't reveal it now because I don't know if y'all seen it. It came across my timeline. I didn't read the full spoilers, but it was like a separate article saying one new name has been named for the Money in the Bank. So I did click it to read it to see who advanced this upcoming Friday on SmackDown. And I now have a pick for the Money in the Bank. From Monday, I couldn't choose. I wanted to say Cesaro, but, I mean, anybody but Del Rio and Orton. Like, I don't even give a fuck if they give it to Sheamus. We know they not because he got the United States.
I watched it. I started watching it. That's why. And they said I know
you were thinking.
What about
Dinkins? I was asking Monte, was he with Mimi?
That's not me.
Oh, Juan, your mom in the background, ain't she?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they said they were supposed to be doing two. They were supposed to be doing two Money in the Banks, so we'll see if that plan still pans out.
I mean, after what I just read, I don't know if they're still going to do two, but if they do, that's cool. But like I said, I have my pick for the Money in the Bank. It's a long shot, but I would like to see them with it just because, you know, like I watched the evolution of his character even starting back before he even hit the main roster. So he's just fucking good. He's gold on the mic. He's solid in the ring. He's got it, basically. And I wouldn't mind saying which strap. My pick for the Money in the Bank is Bray Wyatt.
Yep, I was getting ready to say, because I just read the spoiler, and fam is in the Money in the Bank. So.
Now, the person that he asked me coming Friday on SmackDown, I wouldn't mind seeing them end up in the match, but I think I know where they're going with that one, so I can understand why he's not in the match. Now, based on what's happened the last 2 weeks with John Cena sticking his nose in the authorities' business, we pretty much know that he's the sixth spot in Money in the Bank, which leaves one spot open. So my question for y'all is, who gets the seventh spot?
Well, being the fact that the only reason why D. Bryant wasn't in the Money in the Bank, ain't defending his belt at the Money in the Bank, so they want to make sure, it's possible he can get that last spot. He could get cleared literally the day of the show, per se, and because he's already been stripped, he has to earn it back. They could always do that. That's what I'm leaning at.
Now, while that sounds good, keep in mind that Paul Heyman's client, Brock Lesnar, has defeated The Undertaker and ended the streak.
Right. We talked about that.
This is supposed to be the summer of Brock Lesnar. What sense would it make for them to not enter him in the Money in the Bank? Man?
Right. And I agree with you on that. And that's why I was getting ready to get to that point, too, because we talked about this yesterday. The Money in the Bank is the only thing missing off his resume now. You give him a Money in the Bank, Brock Lesnar has a complete resume. Like, literally, there is not a single empty category if he wins that.
And they still want to do him and Bryant. And the funniest part about that whole situation is Brock Lesnar has so much stuff on his resume. And when you put his career together, his whole entire wrestling career, he's only got two. When you add it all together, he's got 4 years in the ring. That's crazy. Right. Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, he main evented WrestleMania, King of the Ring, two-time WWE champion, and the streak. Brock Lesnar has never touched the tag team title, and he's never touched the mid-card title. Brock Lesnar went straight to the top, and he's the perfect example of a rookie becoming a main eventer ASAP and actually working. Because honestly, that's a hard thing to do in this industry. You got to be like legit to do that. They tried it with Sheamus. It didn't work so well with Sheamus. They tried it with Del Rio. You see how that worked. They kept trying with Del Rio, and we just kept not caring. But at least we like Sheamus. I think everybody's just bored with his character because he's been a face since 2011. It's 2014. He's been doing the same thing. He's been wrestling the same people. I really don't want to see him and Bad News Barrett go out again. I don't want to see Sheamus versus Del Rio anymore. I don't mind him and Cesaro mixing it up because it's a like, every time they get in the ring, it's awesome. But I think it's time for a change of scenery for Sheamus. Just like we felt that way about Randy, they finally pulled the trigger and let Randy go back to doing his thing. We see where this Gold Dust Cody thing is going. Obviously, Cody Rhodes, I hate to say it, but I think they're going to try to bring back Dash and Cody Rhodes. And make them a heel again.
I don't care. Do something with them. They both getting on my nerves right now.
That's what he's talking about on Raw. I don't know how that's going to go. We do know Kevin Hart is in charge next Monday.
That's going to be so childish.
We don't really know where that's going. Y'all don't have anything to say. I just want to switch gears one more time before I get up out of here. 22 Jump Street come out this Friday. I watched the first one earlier on FX. It is still funny to me. If y'all haven't seen the first one, I might want to go ahead and watch that before the second one drop. GTO this Friday. At Mix. Live, Allure, whatever you want to call it. It's in the same fucking building that it's always been. Come on out. Come party with the FME, the DPC, everybody. We in that bitch. Might be in your bitch at the end of the night. You know, depending on how they go. Patron and pineapple juice is a hell of a drug. I'm tired of sitting in my car. It's raining and I'm tired, so this is where I leave. Pup's Pizza is awesome. I'm happy for my big sister Tamika. She did her thing. She's a
god. Oh, man, it's terrible. My mom is becoming a little sad.
And one is a beast for doing that. I just want to make sure I got everything covered because, you know, it's rare that I get a chance to even be on the show. I'm actually off today. I think the bitch did it on purpose. When she found out I'd be going to see all the $5 movies, all of a sudden I was working every Tuesday, so I'm enjoying my Tuesday off.
I'm surprised you niggas ain't at the movies now.
I was just saying that. I'm surprised I'm going to go to the movies tonight.
Right.
We've seen everything now.
Did we?
It honestly was nothing that I wanted to see. But I didn't know that Spider-Man was still playing because I wouldn't want to go see it tonight. It started at 10 o'clock, but unfortunately, I was late checking my app, so...
You're supposed to check your app Tuesday morning.
I still ain't seen Neighbors, so I'll make my way to see that one day.
You need to see it. It's funny, dog.
And see, I don't know if I'm going to make it to see 22. It depends on what time the movie is at.
If y'all going, y'all might as well go early. Because by like 9, 10 o'clock, you got to start getting ready to head out anyway.
That's my thing. Well, I know I got to take Jamila to go get her shots at 2. So anytime after like 2, 3 o'clock, if everybody want to go, we can go.
I gotta work the afternoon.
I wanna go to Comments. Yeah, Comments Bar Band and Spotted Time Happy Hour. About to Casey, Notorious Stuff.
You say Notorious Stuff.
Notorious Stuff.
Shout out to San Antonio Spurs. Up 2-1.
Fuck him for saying that. he ganked it, and I'm out of here. Y'all be easy.
Yes, people, that was the bro, Monte, a.k.a. Mr. Irate himself, coming in being basically him. But, yep, shout out to the San Antonio Spurs for going ahead and closing out tonight's game by beating the Miami Heat 111-92. Y'all are dragging this damn playoff series too much, dog.
Right. They're gonna go 7 games.
They're gonna go 7. People gonna get their money. I ain't gonna lie. But for you guys who end up missing the game tonight, definitely make sure you tune in Thursday at 8 PM Central Standard Time where you can catch game 4 of the NBA Finals. We'll see if the Miami Heat are able to actually redeem themselves on their home turf against the San Antonio Spurs as they try to go for, what's this, a second ring? Third? I don't know. Stop. For Miami.
This will be Miami's third ring if they win a three-peat. This will be Tim Duncan's third ring, too, I think. Or his fourth ring.
Fam, do you know Tim Duncan has been in more playoff games than half the league, dog?
I definitely can't believe it. Bro, he done been in the league since like 97.
But I'm just saying, bro, just the Spurs are that consistent with getting the playoffs. And you know what's so funny, dog? The Spurs are always talked about as being the slow, boring team to watch. Like, those people who watch the Spurs are folks who still like old school Larry Bird basketball.
Right, because that's exactly what they play. They play slow half-court basketball.
Right. But they keep getting to the big dance. Now, I actually want San Antonio to win this year. Not saying that I'm against LeBron or anything like that. Because, shit, LeBron got a fucking app that's exclusive to Samsung phones only. Okay? Can't be mad at bro. But
wait, he got an app that's only on Samsung?
Yep, got an app that's only on Samsung phones, man.
Definitely cheering for the Spurs now.
Well, think about it, bro. He's been the spokesmodel for Samsung phones for the last 2 years, bro.
It's true.
Okay, so how can you not be surprised he don't have his own app? All right. I'm just mad somebody ain't created it by now because, you know, so many people be on LeBron's dick. I just expected somebody to already have an app for him, you know.
What would you even do on a LeBron James app?
Keep tabs of his stats for every single game. So, you know, because think about it. Niggas will sit here and they will argue LeBron and Kobe all day. So now your LeBron arguers can be like, well, let's take a look at his last game. Pull up the app, run down his stats. Be like, what was Kobe's stats last game? Oh, my fault, Kobe at home. You know, that's all it's for. It's for niggas to keep the argument going with some statistics, some actual facts to back it up. That's all. Some actual and factual.
We're not back home.
Can
we live in
the
ghetto, man?
In the ghetto?
We live by a fire station. People always getting pulled over.
In the ghetto?
That was there when I got in the car. That definitely was there, yeah. That's on the outside. That's not the
inside. It's the only nigga I know who have a live show and have random side conversation.
I say I fogged up the window, and then she was like, we are 3 seconds away from the house. She turned the defrost on. What is the point? You know how cold the defrost is when they come on? You think she had the AC on them?
Man, why is it over 20 birthdays for GTO 4?
Why is it over 20 birthdays?
Right.
Because Mimi and Jamal did not want to be on this flyer because they really didn't want to have this party.
But I'm just saying, like, because I just retweeted, basically, in so many words. Martin. When I retweeted Martin, he basically, it says, Gemini Takeover 4, over 20 birthdays this Friday. Like, why is it so many... Damn. And it's funny, though, because not, you know what? I'm going to save my comments till after said party. Because, talking to that, make sure people next Tuesday you tune in to the Definitely Fresh Show, as not only do we recap GTO 4, because believe me, people, we are going to have some stories for you. That's just how we roll. Maybe we could actually get Mimi, Monte, and Juan to give us a recap of their trip this weekend. So definitely make sure you tune in. The party starts at 10:30, only on Tone Deaf Radio. Also, make sure you listen to past episodes of Definitely Fresh Show, only on ToneDeafRadio.com.
It won't say it's on there because you know how people is. Everybody wants to be attached to the cracking party.
Yeah, and still, bro, 20 people? Like, where was you niggas at during 1, 2? I don't know about 3. We didn't go nowhere near 3. But where was y'all niggas at before?
I was at 3. Where was you at 3?
No, I wasn't at 3, bro. Because I truly think I was working.
Yeah, I didn't go to the first GTO, but I went to 2 and 3. 2 was by far the best GTO. Yeah. But anyway, like we said, make sure y'all come out, GTO 4, come party with the big homie, Mimi. It's our Dirty 30. Jamal will be there too. Nobody really cares about this.
Jamal will be there too. But most definitely,
Teddy Chris might be in the building. You know, his birthday party. The original GTO members, Teddy Chris, me, Sazai. I'll be in the building. Ain't that what?
Nothing.
Liquor?
Nah, I ain't going to talk about that. Nope. Nope, not bringing that up. Because we're not supposed to know about that. So I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah, well, we're not supposed to know about it. Don't say it on air.
That's why I stopped. Like, nope.
Oh, yeah. For all you gamers, make sure October 7th, mark that on your calendars, and October 28th. And those are the two for sure release dates that I know about. WWE is the 28th. NBA 2K15 is the 7th. I heard they wasn't going to put a number on Halo this year, but yeah, they did.
Yeah, I knew. No, they dropped. There's two different Halos coming out, and that's why. Because there's the Master Chief Collection. Literally what it is it's the 10-year anniversary of Halo 2. Basically the only game on the original Xbox that niggas even want to play, period. It was also the first game that sparked what we now know as multiplayer. I didn't know that until like I did some homework one day. They redid it. They remastered it. Yeah, they redid it. They remastered it. It's updated. The graphics look great. What?
Right, because I was looking at my dashboard for E3, and they were, I guess, Halo 5 is coming out. So I didn't know that they were re-releasing the first Halo, but I know they're doing Halo 5.
Yeah, no. They re-releasing all four of them. So basically what they did was they took the first four Halos, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then it's a special package that's available only on Xbox One. Because you got to remember, you know, not too many people play 1, not too many people play 2, because I know I didn't play 2. Like, that's the one I want to play. 3 came out when the Xbox 360 actually came out, and 4 just dropped a couple of years ago. So they just bring it all together, say, hey, play these four here. This should keep you busy, especially for the niggas who never played Halo 2. Here's the maps, because that shit's going to be insane. And have fun till 5 drop. That's the only reason why I was really considering getting the Xbox One, because I'm a diehard Halo fan until I seen Destiny. And Destiny looks and plays very similar to Halo, because they're made by the people who made the first three Halos anyway.
Okay, so how does the PlayStation TV thing work?
Okay, so you're an Xbox person, so let me break it down like this. You got Xbox Live, right?
Right.
All
right?
So you know over the course of all these years of owning Xbox Live, you done bought digital games, you done bought downloaded games, but most important, the Xbox Live market is deep, okay? Like, you literally can log in to market, and it's every fucking game probably ever made by Xbox that we cared about is in there. Well, damn near. Now, let's take that concept. Let's eliminate the full-blown console. Let's get rid of all that shit, right? And then let's give you a small little box and sit that by the TV, all right? With your Xbox controller and that little box, you literally go right into the marketplace. Okay, so there's no disk drive, there's no Kinect, there's no app screen, none of that stuff like that. It literally goes right to the marketplace. In the marketplace, you choose whatever game you want, download it, and you play it. Okay, so if you already bought the game before under your gamer profile, you automatically own that game, so you don't got to buy it again. So basically what it does, it eliminates consoles in rooms that don't need consoles at a fraction of the cost. Okay? So if all I do is play digital games, or all I do is sit down and take advantage of the free games that come out, or maybe I don't want to have a full console in Lili's room. I just want it in there for Netflix, Hulu Plus, and the little Disney Destiny game or Infinite game. All right? That's all I want her to play. That's all she can get. That's all that's there. The cool thing is if you do go to PlayStation TV and you buy the little bundle, which is like only $40 more, they'll give you a game and they'll give you a controller. Not a PlayStation 3 controller, a PlayStation 4 controller. So that's pretty dope.
PlayStation TV just eliminates the disc drive?
It eliminates all the other stuff about it. You don't have a console. You just have a cloud. It's Apple TV.
Oh, you can actually watch TV.
Yeah, that's basically, think of it like that, Apple TV. It is dope when you think about it. So let's take for an example, I'm a PlayStation Plus member, right? Right now in my PlayStation Plus, I have NBA 2K, I have Street Fighter, I have Tekken, I have Tomb Raider, I have MLB, I have, what else do I have? I have a lot of shit in there. Hold on. I got to pull mine up. Now, this is just what I have saved on my console. This is not even my games I have in general, just my console. So, hold on as I pull up my list. Okay, so I got Tomb Raider, NBA 2K14, Street Fighter 4, Tekken, Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3, Soul Calibur, Little Big Planet, Pac-Man, Saints Row the Third, Dead or Alive 5, and a random Lara Croft game, right? So if I have PlayStation TV, I can have all those games on that little device in the bedroom without having a full console on. Don't have no disc to worry about, no load time to worry about, don't have no boot up, don't have to worry about storage space. All that's on this little device sitting right there. And when I looked at it, it looks like it had a USB port, so I could possibly still connect an external hard drive to it and still use it that way. And all I have to do is log into my PlayStation ID, and I can do all that.
I've just come to the realization that
you got the wrong system.
It's not that. Like how y'all say with phones, like, oh, you got the wrong phone with your iPhone. Like, certain things I don't care about.
See, and now you probably wouldn't care about that. Because,
right, like,
first of all, your household, your household, you wouldn't care about that. Why? Because all Noah and Jasmine got to do is say, I want this and I want that, and they're going to get both. Okay? But let's say your family didn't get whatever they wanted, right? If your family said you got to get rid of some of this shit before you get any new shit, being the fact that your dad already owns a PS4, literally all you got to do is go buy the PSTV. Your dad log in with his ID on the TV. You basically got a PlayStation in your room. You just got to get digital copies of everything. That's the only difference.
I really come to the realization that it doesn't matter what system you buy. Like, people are going to have their opinions, and they're not going to do nothing but one-up each other.
Right.
PlayStation shit on Xbox, price-wise. Like, but we knew both systems was going to be good. But when PS4 dropped, it was like, okay, well, if you want to be $500, we're going to be $400. We're going to knock off $100, and we're still going to include all the voice command stuff because we only paid an extra $100 for Kinect.
Right.
That's why Xbox One is now selling consoles without a Kinect.
Well, now they are.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, they just started selling consoles without a Kinect, so now it's $399.
Yeah.
Then I guess PS4 is introducing the PlayStation, the PSTV, right? That sounds like something new.
That's completely new. Now, here's the thing. PlayStation has a camera, too, because they talk about it. It's not as intuitive as the Kinect. Don't get me wrong. So, like, let's say if Lily was, like, 6 to 15, like, if we had kids that age, oh, no doubt, there will be an Xbox One in the house because they'll take advantage of all that Kinect stuff. They'll be playing them dancing games and them Xbox Kinect sports games and shit. I can see them doing that. But let's be honest, me, you, Monte, hell, even fucking Mimi, the possibility of us using the Kinect, actually using the Kinect, we wouldn't.
I'm using it for the voice command. I don't play no games on it. Oh,
right.
And speaking of games, I got another release date for you. For all my UFC fans, EA Sports Presents UFC drops next week, Tuesday, June 7th.
Man.
So, and if you haven't played the demo, The demo is up now on all consoles. The demo.
Have you played the demo, bro?
I downloaded it. But
fam.
I downloaded it on the one. I didn't play it yet. I heard it.
Fam.
I mean, but
you,
then again, I get all my information from Jamal, so I got to quit taking information from him.
No, fam. Listen to me. We physically watch UFC. Okay? We have sat in a small little bar area called Showtime and watched UFC. We've seen niggas get knocked out. The simplest of the backhands. This UFC game stays true to form of how the actual fight is, dog. Like, literally, I was watching, it's BJ Somebody versus Bruce Lee was the demo that they were showing. Like, they really show BJ and his jiu-jitsu style. Like, they changed the mechanics of how you do arm, like, do submission moves now. So it ain't just as, you know, they grab you, it's a wrap. No, you can fight out based on how good you are with the buttons. But, fam, Bruce, BJ tried to do a spinning back elbow to Bruce Lee. Bruce stepped back. Fam, he placed it the sweetest of kicks right on dude's chin. Health bar or not, fam, he was out. The game stopped.
I've heard that the knockouts are a lot better and they're more current. Like, they're more
right.
to a current.
Right. And your boy made the game.
Who?
Who's your favorite referee?
Oh, Herb Dean?
Yes, man. Herb is on there, dog.
Herb Dean? He's on there.
Well, you know, I didn't play the last one because the bad experience I had when EA first created a UFC fight game and how literally my dude worked his way up to the charts and here he is in his championship match and bro grabbed my arm when the match first started and I tapped before I even had a chance to touch a button. So, yeah, I said, fuck UFC for a long time.
Well, see, and that was my big confusion with the whole fact that THQ was a backer of the UFC franchise because since the inception of the first UFC game, they all have been made by THQ, which was
right.
making SmackDown games.
Right.
So, when it went out of business, it was a lot of games that you were like, oh, are they not going to make anymore? Because I know that we were on the edge, like, well, who's going to get WWE?
Well, that was the only game making money. So somebody
right,
was picking
like,
it up.
Cause, right, because we wanted to know, like, where was WWE going to go? Like, were they going to continue the Saints Row franchise, saying that THQ is no longer, it's out of business.
Man, I'm so mad about Saints Row. Whoever picked up Saints Row, fuck that game all the way up.
And the first EA Sports MMA game, I didn't too much care for. Played a few times. I didn't like it. I like the THQ's version of the MMA game. So now that it's and I never understood, like, so you make Madden the best game you can possibly do. From your Madden is what keeps EA's franchise alive. If you personally,
man, I heard.
at least the sports division, because
man,
Live is still terrible.
Live is horrible, people. I went to go look at a demo of Live, dog. And
I played the demo. Even on this Xbox One, Live is still terrible.
Yes, it is horrible. I definitely have to agree with you on that.
Like, Madden, like, and then you saying that, a lot of people are saying that they fucking not Madden. Like, Madden is their saving grace. But like, I don't know what else EA Sports makes. But like, wait, no, because 2K was making Bioshock, so they didn't do that. Are they making another Bioshock?
Yep.
I think, did EA do Borderlands?
Yep. They got Borderlands right.
So, okay, you got Madden was your saving grace. Borderlands came out pretty decent because they got a second game. So it was like, you really don't have nothing to fall back on. Like, you cut the EA Sports big franchise, so there are no more what did they cut out when they cut out the big part? So it's like they're not making no more the NFL Street. There's no more NBA Street. They cut off the knockout franchise totally. They're not making any more boxing games, which I thought was stupid.
Right, because the last one was damn good.
Right, the last fight night was pretty decent. That's what I'm saying. It was like, so y'all getting rid of a lot of stuff, and but you're still back in the one game that is terrible. Nobody's buying it. It's not making you any money. Which I don't see why they keep ball hogging the NFL player rights.
Because they're bread and butter.
Because I feel that if they don't renew that contract and they let 2K come up on them NFL contract,
man,
EA Sports would die.
Take in consideration that when 2K tried to make a game that you could play for football purposes, that all-pro game, it was actually pretty good. The only problem with it was the simple fact that you had to use made-up teams in certain locations, and you could only have two legends on your team, and you had a team full of a bunch of nobodies. As good as the gameplay was, the mechanics was, because you were missing the key element of recognizability, it messed everything up for them. But, yeah, let EA fuck around and lose that license. Bro, it's going to be a whole new ball game. I don't even think 2K would get it. I think somebody who has a completely different idea of what they want to do with football would go out there and make a great side game. Because that's all you need. You just need an alternative to football. You don't need a new football game. You just need an alternative.
But how dope, like, just how dope would Madden be if it was no longer an EA game? Like, if Madden was a 2K product, just, I mean, because I only see good things. Like, you see what 2K can do with a wrestling game. And that's totally not their element. And it still came out decent. And now it's like, now you got a whole, like, now WWE 15 will be backed by the entire 2K. Like, it's a full 2K project. We don't know how much Jukes has got their hands in it, but we do know that it will be mostly a full 2K project.
I don't think they have their hands in this at all. The only thing 2K could do that would completely mess up how we feel is if they literally just bring out the same game.
Same game, different characters.
Yep.
I mean, I'm hoping that we get to my career mode. There's a lot of dirt sheets saying that that's what's going to be there, but I'm waiting on, you know, E3 or, you know, 2K Sports to confirm it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we know for a fact that the game be damn near done by this time anyway.
Right.
And they start working on it as soon as they're done with the last year's game.
All they doing is working on DLC.
Pretty much. And if the Usos do not make the game and they're the tag team champions, I will be highly pissed.
They going to make it.
Like, y'all had room for an XFL logo, but y'all can't put the Usos in the game.
I think more so the fact that the Usos was on the game the previous year, I think made more people angrier. Y'all have to forgive me, people. I'm over here raiding tombs. Oh, yeah, for you Tomb Raider lovers who definitely love the last, you know, Tomb Raider game, they are making a part two. And from what I've seen in the trailers, it's definitely worth seeing because Laura basically starts the whole game off in counseling because she went through a lot in the first one. So I'm definitely picking that up. That's actually a favorite of our families. Like, everybody plays it.
A Lara Croft in that self-help group?
Man, if you played the latest rendition of Tomb Raider, you would know that Laura basically, they made a prequel. That's basically what they did. They went back, they made a prequel of the game, and they basically started up of how Laura even got into this shit, because this is some wild shit on this island. Then once she did all of that, now it's like, okay, we got off this island, these cats tried to kill me, I survived it, I can't get this gruesome stuff out my head because a lot of my friends died. So, yeah, I can understand. But she does have a part in the in the game where she talks about she's basically embracing her destiny. So she is accepting the fact that your job will be to grow up and raid tombs. So, yeah. But, yeah, if they did a good job on this game. It's a lot of side games, bro, that we personally may not fuck with, but it's a good cult following, like the Far Cry series. That actually looks really good. The little Big Planet game, that looks really good. The Halo franchise we were talking about, that just the simple fact that you giving us some of the old games on the new system, that makes it worth it enough. EA Sports is dropping new shit.
Speaking of old games, also was announced, or it should be on whatever you got, and you watched the little E3 clips. Killer Instinct's coming back for season 2. So apparently they're adding new characters that you didn't get with the first go around of the downloadable game, Killer Instinct, and Mortal Kombat is going to make a comeback.
Yes, now they put their foot in this Mortal Kombat. So if you watched EA 3 live, you actually seen actual gameplay, while a lot of us seen the actual video. So
Videos. Here's my question to you, because I haven't seen the actual gameplay. So is there a whole separate Mortal Kombat game as opposed to the collection that they're going to drop?
It is. Mortal Kombat X. It's a brand new game because in
E3, that's a brand new game, and then
brand
we're still
new game.
Get the whole, so we're still going to actually get the collection too, where they give you 1, 2, 3, 4 trilogy, all that shit.
Right. So what I'm thinking of, what I haven't seen the actual blueprint of how the collection is going to be, but I'm leaning towards like you said, it's going to give you all the old games in one package. I would rather you do basically an ultimate where you just give me all the old characters in whatever rendition they look like on each game. So if I want to have Scorpio versus Scorpio, you know, Scorpio from Trilogy versus Scorpio from Mortal Kombat 1, I should be able to have that. You know, that's what I want. But, you know, that might be asking for too much. But, yeah, Mortal Kombat X, completely different game.
When I played the last Mortal Kombat, I found out that Smoke is really fucking old.
All them clan niggas is old. None of the clans is young. Like, I didn't know that it's actually, there's legitimately two Sub-Zeros. Like, the first Sub-Zero, the mass Sub-Zero is the first one who was defeated by Scorpio to begin with, only because when the first Scorpio, which ended up being a dead guy, he's the reason why he's even in hell. That's the only... Sub-Zero killed Scorpio during a feud, which caused him to go to hell. He sold his soul to the devil to come back to kill Sub-Zero. He got permission. That's why one of his fatalities is him taking off his head, and it's literally a flaming skull that spits out fire. Then, after that Sub-Zero got defeated, another Sub-Zero came in and takes his place.
For Mortal Kombat to never really have, now maybe to the best of my knowledge, I don't know, but I've never really seen a Mortal Kombat comic book. No, I'm not saying it's not out there.
It's definitely out there.
Mortal Kombat has to be one of the games that has the most extensive background stories for it to never be there was never a real cartoon. There was never really comic books like that, and they say, I've never read any. But you know how X-Men, there was a comic book, then there was the cartoon, then there was what they portrayed in the movies.
Because everything had a different origin.
And you piece the background together. Right, but you could piece it together. It was there was an origin for this. This is why the movie's like this, and it's not like that in the cartoon.
Because it's a different origin for everything. Mortal Kombat started off as a video game. Because it started off as a video game and went that way. That's why Mortal Kombat was one of your most popular video games in history. Yes, of course, by killing people at the end of every fight definitely gets you some notoriety. But no, it really started off with the fact that it was a video game that it literally had a storyline that you wanted to follow. Like, it made you want to play with every character because by beating Shang Tsung with every character, you got a different storyline. Then instead of it just being, okay, you defeated Shang Tsung, they was like, well, you defeated Shang Tsung, but he really wasn't the main nigga you need to beat. Shao Kahn was the main nigga you need to beat. Then they brung a movie out. So they didn't even go through the comic book, cartoon level. They went straight to a fucking movie. So, yeah, that's what it was. Then you had the different renditions of Mortal Kombat. You've had shit, DC versus Mortal Kombat at one point in time. Then when you rebooted the Mortal Kombat series recently, you literally gave it a full-blown story. Like, literally, they made a story that pit everybody into the scene. So they made a movie in the fucking game. On top of the fact that they made a movie leading up to the game with that Mortal Kombat Legacy. So they know what they're doing. They're keeping it in the core. Eventually you get comic books. They had those couple of spinoff games because I know Sub-Zero had his own game for a minute. Jax and Sonya had their own game. Then they made the Mortal Kombat Annihilation where you can now create your own character and create their own moveset and choose what their finishers are, which I thought was pretty dope. That's something they should have brought back.
Sub-Zero having his own game was fucking terrible.
But that's how they gave him his backstory. Because like you said, there was no comic books, but yet everybody's story was in-depth. That's what they planned on doing. They were going to literally take every single Mortal Kombat character, and there was going to be a spinoff game, whether it was like each individual person was going to have a game, or they were going to basically, you know, put niggas together. So like all the ninjas were together in one game because Sub-Zero was trying to fix it. Literally gave dude his whole story. So at the end of the day, Sub-Zero is not a bad guy. Sub-Zero legitimately is a good guy.
Well, I always kind of figured he was a good guy.
Right, but it's because
he was a
ninja.
He was a good guy in the movie.
Right, he's always been a good guy. It's just the fact that other characters who were not supposed to come into existence developed their storylines even more. Because you got to remember, Noob Saibot was literally a hidden character. What it was they made a ninja who had movesets, but they didn't know who they wanted to give movesets to. It was literally a glitch in the game. It was supposed to be a ninja that during beta testing, his character rendition wouldn't show up. So he just kept being this black cloud. So they kept him, Noob Saibot, as just a black guy. Ermac, which is actually short for error message, is what you were getting for this same character. So literally two characters came out of error of the system fucking up. Reptile used to look like the rest of them, but he was just a green ninja. They turned him into legitimately a reptile-looking character later on down the road. In the movie, dude was a chameleon snitch. And then it was like, okay, wait a minute. Reptile is technically a chameleon in the movie. Why not have a chameleon character? Then they had the chameleon ninja.
I think that they're going to come out with another Mortal Kombat movie, which I foresee soon because they seem to be rebooting everything. I'd appreciate it if you reboot Street Fighter for those who are listening.
They just did. Tell the story correctly. Dude, bro,
the movie. Tell the story correctly.
No, they just rebooted the movie. Seriously. As we speak right now, there is a movie called Street Fighter Assassin's Fist. It is out right now, people. You can go buy it. You can download it. Literally, it's telling the story of Ken and Ryu and how they became what they are. Because you got to remember, the very first Street Fighter movie was just Ken and Ryu. Every other character in the game was either sub-bosses per each level. And if you went to America, you got Ken. If you went to Japan, you got Ryu. And then you had two different level of bosses to fight. So this movie is based on how they started.
And
how you
for them to be main characters in the first Street Fighter, and then when they did the first movie, I'm like, why is it centered around Guile?
Because it was an Americanized movie.
Yeah,
because
but then
when
you got Jean-Claude Van Damme to play Guile, and he's fucking French.
The second movie is geared towards the second game, because even though Ken and Ryu are the most popular ones, and you say they're based on the first one, technically, in the storyline for Street Fighter 2, they're supporting cast. The game is really based around Guile. He's supposed to be the one to defeat Bison, because you got to remember the Americans versus the Russians, the Cold War thing. That's why the movie did that.
I would just appreciate it if Mortal Kombat drops another movie. Like, you told Liu Kang's story. You've gotten that twice. Liu Kang's been the main. I want to know the real story of these ninjas. Because maybe it's just like, when Mortal Kombat Trilogy came out, which was the third one, they fucked up the entire game. Because they added more ninjas that no one cared about.
Because they added every single character from all the. You got to remember, some of them ninjas were hidden characters. That's why it seemed like to you, when you played the trilogy, you were like, okay, I got a gang. This is where all these ninjas come from. But you got to remember, Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3, any ninjas that got added were literally added based on the storyline for each one of those three games, or they were hidden characters. Trilogy just gave you every single character ever and just threw it on one game.
And Smoke was a robot, which is like, that's confusing. Because I'm like, when I first, like, Smoke was a ninja, and he still is.
Did
a ninja. Because on the new Mortal Kombat, they actually drew, like, they portray him as age, because Smoke is really fucking old.
But have you
but
played,
like,
did you play, but did you play the last Mortal Kombat that came out? The one that had Freddy Krueger? You played the story?
Yeah, that's where Smoke is his age.
Right.
I mean, I vaguely remember. I had to play it again to understand it.
Yeah, you play the story again, because the story mode literally gave you everything. Like, they gave every character their background. They even gave you why Ermac and I can't think of the other one were even robots to begin with.
Yes, because Ermac, God, that's the dude with the face mask, right?
Yeah, the red robot.
He was a. Oh no, not him. The other guy. What was the other guy that has the. One of the dudes used to be a cop.
Striker's still Striker,
but the other guy who has, he used to be a cop with Striker, but he blew Cabal. Up in some kind of explosion.
Yeah.
Cabal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now he wears the face mask that looks like a smoke thing.
Right.
Yeah, like that was interesting, because I never knew where he came from. But when they broke it down, it's like, he used to be a cop, and he got caught in an explosion, and he came back, and then he was a bad guy. I'm like, wait, what? And it was cool, but like, I had to buy it.
Right.
Play it.
But the same thing with Cyrax, but think about it, with Ermac and Cyrax, they also show you that they, too, used to be ninjas. They used to be human ninjas, but as part of joining, you know, Shang Tsung's organization, they got turned into robots. They got genetically experimented on it, and this is how they came about being the robots they were. One did it willingly, one did it got forced to do it because he lost the fight, and then they forced him to do it. That's where all this comes from. These ninjas and these robots and these characters, they all got a backstory. You just got to look for it. And what you didn't know, and I could tell already, there was a third Mortal Kombat movie. It really wasn't a movie. They made a web episode, and then they eventually put it all together as a movie because Michael Jahlil White plays Jax in this. Yeah, they actually redid the movie. They did another movie that's actually more current to what we watch on TV, and it's a whole lot better, and it does fill you in some of them gaps. So, matter of fact, for you people who don't know what the hell we're talking about, but you want to keep, you know, get up to par, go to Best Buy, go to the DVD section. Last time I checked, the DVD was $10, the Blu-ray was $20, and you get all three Mortal Kombat movies. So one,
so there
Annihilation.
Is a, there is a third.
Yeah, it's called Mortal Kombat Legacy. It doesn't follow the same storyline because it's not a movie. It's one of those. Damn, what can I? You ever play a video game and it gives you all these different cutscenes to it, but when you watch the cutscenes, it feels like it could be a whole movie if you piece it together right. Well, before the last Mortal Kombat game came out, they were dropping these little 9 and 10 minute movie scenes based around each character. Well, what
happened?
Think
I can find it on YouTube?
Yeah, you can. Just type in Mortal Kombat. Just type in MK Legacy. Matter of fact, I'm going to go there just to make sure. Yeah, it's called MK Legacy.
Like, how Smoke became a robot, I think that's about the only thing that really confused him.
And I think
I knew there were two Sub-Zeros because one died and then dude came. Then the other one didn't wear a mask when he came back. So we knew it was two Sub-Zeros. I just never knew how Smoke became a robot. Because there was Smoke, Cyrex, and Ermac. There was Smokebot. And they never really explained Shadow.
Yeah, Shadow was new. Yeah, it's on there.
Never explained Shadow or where the fuck Rain came from. So, yeah.
Rain Down. That used to be my nigga.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, okay, so the ninjas, there was Scorpion. He wore yellow. There was Shadow. It was all black. And Smoke was gray, but he was also a robot. They never explained that shit. Rain was purple, and there was an orange one. I forgot what his name was.
But either way it goes, yeah, they made a movie. It's, if you go on YouTube. Somebody took the whole game from the Mortal Kombat game and literally pieced it together to make the movie. So for those people who didn't never play the last Mortal Kombat game, you literally can watch it.
Oh, so they pieced the cutscenes together?
Yeah, that's one of them. But the one I'm talking, yeah, it's called Mortal. Now, that's one of them. The one I'm talking about is called MK Legacy, and their episodes.
What's the one that where they pieced all the cutscenes together?
It's just gonna say Mortal Kombat full movie 2014.
That's terrible. People make money off anything.
Yeah, but the one I'm talking about is called Mortal Kombat Legacy. I think I actually have it in its entirety. But there's at least a minimum of 9 different episodes that go along with it. And basically, they made these little mini series. So it's literally about 12 minutes long. You can watch it. It gives you backstory. It looks more like a TV. It looks more like a TV show. Like someone took a TV show and made it based on Mortal Kombat, but because of the maturity level, it only got 12 minutes.
You remember they used to do Street Fighter on Sci-Fi?
The cartoon?
Yeah, they used to come on like real, real late.
You know I own it, right? You know I own all the...
I kind of figured you did. Like, I used to watch it. I was like, man, this shit is good.
Yeah. I own the whole... It was like... They actually gave it a really good story. Basically, Ken and Ryu, still they're not teenagers, but they're not over 21. They in that like 18 to 21 age category, and they go to Japan for some odd reason. Like, it's got a good story. This is when you find out that Ryu has some evil in him, because you know doing the high do and training and all that like that literally has affects him with an evil side. But that's why I'm telling you, watch that. That Street Fighter Assassin's Fist. It's going to be kind of dry in the beginning because it's basically just giving you, like, how Ken and Ryu even ended up at this dojo to begin with.
Do you own the DVD?
I have the digital download.
And you
just remind me next movie. Now, you know I don't burn this, dude. Give you a USB stick, nigga. You work it out from there.
It was great talking to everybody. It is now time to go. But before we leave, I have to leave you guys with one bit of information. There is an Assassin's Creed movie coming out.
Yes.
I don't know how that's going to work.
No.
I'm not going to say I don't know how it's going to work. I've never played any of the Assassin's Creed video games. I was
they
never
are
into
pretty
it.
Nice.
I was never into it. I heard they were pretty good games. Somebody told me you got to kill George Washington and you choke him out or something like that. So I want to see if the movie is going to be anything like the video game. So I'm looking forward to seeing that when that drops sometime in November of this year. They may push it back to next year. But we are going to get an Assassin's Creed movie. I don't know who asked for it, but motherfucker, you have gotten your wish. Now, why we can't get other things like a Call of Duty movie?
Because every fucking war movie is a Call of Duty movie, duh.
It is not. It is not the same.
Yes, it is, bro. Bro, if you really pay close attention, every Call of Duty movie is literally just doing somebody's story in real life. That's all. Just accept it, bro.
They finally killed the Russian. I mean, you know what? I didn't think Call of Duty was going to have anywhere to go after you finally killed a Russian. I didn't think so. No more modern warfare. We finally killed Russia.
That's all you got to do. And that's why we're now on Black Ops. So now we're on a completely different war-related story of some secret organization for the government who kills people. That's all.
Well, I do believe that the new one that is supposed to drop this year, September or November, is going to be the shit. It is called Advanced Warfare, so it's going to be a more current and up-to-date game, so there is no more going back in time killing Russians. You will be in the 21st century and the 22nd millennium or whatever the fuck we're in, but this was a definitely fresh show. We talked video games, talked some sports, we talked some wrestling. I want to say happy early birthday to Mimi and my big brother Jose. I'll see y'all niggas on Friday. Don't forget GTO4, the Gemini Takeover. Make sure y'all be in the building. Ladies, will be $5 before 11 o'clock. Make sure y'all have y'all weaves tight. And I'll be back next week, Tuesday, with a shitload of drunken stories about Friday night. And a bunch of buffoonery from this weekend's trip to the Dales. Going to be amazing. Hopefully nobody dies. And if anybody does die, hopefully Mimi's got an EpiPen.
With that being said, we getting the fuck up out of here.
You think they got hospitals in the Dales? I'm sure
they gotta have hospitals. They gotta have it, dog. Yeah. You got too many kids. Right, you gotta always have a doctor on standby. We'll go ahead and actually end tonight's show with the artist spotlight song of the week, which is Spleesh. And the song is called The Meeting, because literally there'll be several meetings this weekend. Meeting of the mind, meeting of the money, meeting of the fuckery. Just, this is going to be a lot of meetings going on, people. All right.
Jeff Rush Radio, coming soon.
Yeah.
Look here, mister. What's your name? The master, my name is...
38.
The master, that's right.
Where you from?
Nigga, New York.
Don't be running around here walking up like you the shit, little nigga.
38. I thought that was special.
Man, you been raised up out my face. Wherever the fuck you are, niggas, you about to catch them.
Yeah. 38. Yeah. Now if you wanna go to war, nigga, we can meet. Silence that we don't speak. Certain ways that you play when you in the streets. We can make problems or we can make peace. If you wanna make money, homie, we can make. You know it ain't a problem. I got it in this cheek. You worry about dollars or worry about beef.
Yeah.
We can make problems or we can make peace.
Yeah. On every block, I'm a gossip. I'm Pablo Prada. Your work dissolving water. My shit blow the pot up. Get up, sharp as a razor blade. He out to get major pay. Rocks on his chest, clock his neck like he Flavor Flav. But play, I make your brain hang like an Asian braid. Lampin' and man just get laid from an Asian maid. Decay, I leave your head smoking like you blazing haze. She be the harsh fella, y'all niggas is marshmallows. Fuck around, get roasted on a 60 or hard and yellow. My hoes are addicted to me. Leather belts, marked the elbows. Brunettes, blondes, tracks on their arms. I can start a railroad. Killers moving silent, so I'm moving in stealth mode. To shell your whole fucking body like a snail glows. The chain truck, nigga, get stuck like it's Velcro. Bullet shells in the road where I'm from, it's a hellhole. I weigh it out like the scale
now
with the pell blow.
Nigga, we can meet. Silence that we don't speak. Certain way that you play when you in the streets. We can make problems or we can make peace. If you wanna make money, homie, we can make. You know it ain't a problem. I got it in this cheek. You worry about dollars,
yeah.
I worry about peace. We can make problems or we can make peace. I've been a threat since mama gave birth. Days that I ain't sleep, so I became worse. I put a nigga inside the grave first. His wedding and his wake was inside the same church. He got married and buried by the same pastor. Funeral, the cemetery the day after. Since a youth I was taught how to aim backwards. Therefore, I'm not the nigga to chase after. They wonder where I got the chips from. I told them, I don't sleep till the brick's done. The outcome could be 100 years in some. But fuck the outcome, I'm worried about the income. Plenty nights I done starved to get it right. It's kinda hard, you can't dodge the city life. Now my eyes shine hard off city lights. If they pull over the car, they
now
probably give me light.
Nigga, we can meet. Gangsters move silence that we don't speak. Certain way that you play when you in the streets. We can make problems or we can make peace. If you wanna make money, homie, we can make. You know it ain't a problem, I got it in this cheek. You worry about dollars or worry about peace. We can make problems or we can make peace. Talk slick, I'm too large to be affected. Talk slick, I'm too large to be affected. I'm too large to be affected.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Every day, a part of every sub you buy at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. And now, for a limited time, they're introducing the Daily Sub Special. Every day, get a medium sub of the day for just $5.55. They kick it off with Meatball Monday and finish it off with Italian Sunday, with something delicious every day in between for just $5.55. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tap the banner now to learn more. This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Every day, a part of every sub you buy at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. And now, for a limited time, they're introducing the Daily Sub Special. Every day, get a medium sub of the day for just $5.55. They kick it off with Meatball Monday and finish it off with Italian Sunday, with something delicious every day in between for just $5.55. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tap the banner now to learn more.
What a matchup!
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.